Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
You said frustration is often a sign that we're not operating under the power of the Holy Spirit. Are there any other symptoms like that, that for the person listening today that can just maybe identify in their lives to go, okay, these are some symptoms and signs that I'm operating out of my own strength?
Definitely. Frustration, anxiety, those two, you know, I talk about big time in my book. I'm thinking, if you can think of any more.
Disillusionment and fatigue, yeah.
Yes. Yes, that's good. Those were the two biggest ones for me, frustration and anxiety. And now, I mean, I do those. That is what tips me off if I'm feeling either of those things. Really, condemnation even, though, like we talked about. Like what happened to me last week, you know, what that did was that condemnation caused me to go into a place of anxiety and even a place of really not walking in love, you know, being crabby. And so even if we're not, you know, we are to be walking in love. And we can only do that, of course, through receiving God's love for ourselves on a continual basis. I mean, not just saying, okay, yeah, I know God loves me. I'm going to go on to something else now. No, I mean, day in and day out, living in His love for us. But if we're not walking in that love, then we know we're not receiving His love. And boy, we can make such a difference in people's lives, you know, through God's power, through Christ's power in us, when we rely on Him and when we receive His love. Really what I find is His love just spills right out of us, just flows right out of me and my family and other people I've seen that have gotten this revelation of His grace to others, even without me having to make a plan for it. It's like so neat because it's really natural. It doesn't make the other person feel like I'm shoving Jesus down their throat or shoving the Bible down their throat. It's just real natural. And it's because I'm taking the time myself to believe right, which I know we haven't talked about and we probably don't have time, but boy, God really helped me. And I talk about this a lot in my book, to go from that wrong believing to right believing. And there's just so many areas that I was believing wrong in, and then God helped me begin to believe right.
Well, if it works out in your schedule, Sandra, you'll have to come back, because I feel like there's a lot we didn't cover in the book, and the hour just flew by. As we wrap up here, the quote I want to leave our listeners with before you pray is, whatever comes, you and I can rest in God's grace, because Jesus gave us His very own peace. It is our spiritual inheritance, but it is our choice whether or not we'll believe it.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.